Welcome to this platform and this pulpit, the balloon guy, Daniel Herod.
Woo! Oh, yeah. Is anybody ready to have fun tonight? Say, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Are you ready? Whoa, are you ready to sit? This makes me so nervous. You'll know why in a minute. But I'm going to stay over here for a little while. Yeah, I brought that out, but it's one of those kind of things that, you know, you just got to be led by the Spirit and you just hope it's going to go right. Well, I'm so honored to be with you guys. I'm Daniel. Everybody say, hi, Daniel.
Hi, Daniel.
If you can't remember my name, it doesn't really matter. I'm the balloon guy, and all you got to remember is God loves you. And that's, if you remember that, then you've got everything you need. So, but I do have a word for you tonight. And of course, we're going to start out with our main theme scripture. You guys know where it's at? Oh, come on. If you look at the back of your t-shirt, 1 Corinthians. Oh, it's up there. Okay, good. Very good. I'm not going to preach on this thing the whole night, but I thought it was pretty fun to have out, and I'll go ahead and ride around a little bit because it's just fun. It's just cool to have, right? So if you got one, you might as well use it, right, Curtis? I know Curtis wants to jump on. You want to get on back? No, okay. He says, no way. I love technology, don't you guys? I have so much of it. I've got every one of the pieces. I've got the phone. I've got the iPads. And so I had one of the young ladies hold up their t-shirt so I could take a picture of it just so I could use the scripture on the back of it. Watch, stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done with love. Oh, come on. Everybody say watch.
Watch.
Everybody say stand fast in the faith.
Stand fast in the faith.
Say be brave.
Be brave.
Say, be strong.
Be strong.
Oh, I got a box. How many people like presents, like gifts? How many people want a gift? How many people, who would like a gift? Yeah, now, how many people, like, remember Christmas? And you really want to know what's in the box? How many people want to know what's in the box? Yeah, have I got your curiosity up? What's one of the things that you do to find out what's in the box? Besides open it, I'm not talking about opening it. That's obvious. You shake it. Well, sure. So you shake the box. Here, Pastor Lisa, I'm going to let you shake the box. Now, right now, you guys don't know it, but Pastor Lisa is actually getting a revelation of what's in the box. She's shaking the box. So she's got an idea of what's in the box. She might be right, she might be wrong, but right now, she, more than anybody in the room, has an idea of what's in the box. Now, Pastor Lisa, don't be looking at the label, that's cheating. Now, my sister, at Christmas, this is absolute truth, my sister, when she was real young, before she would open the present, she always wanted to open the doll first, right? That was her favorite present. That was the present she wanted. So my mom would try to disguise the package and would put it in a different box or a bigger box or whatever so she wouldn't know where the doll was because she knew what size and shape the box was for the certain doll that she wanted. My sister would smell of the package. That's right. Because she could smell the rubber on the doll, right? And so she knew which package had the doll in it. So my sister would be over there in the corner with all the packages around her, and she would be smelling of the package. Right? Here, smell of the package. No, no, you don't. Here, take a good whiff. Check it out. Now, right now, Brother Nathan is getting a good idea of what's in the box because he's smelling of the box. So he may have a revelation of what's in the box. Pastor Lisa was shaking the box. Nathan is smelling of the box. Some people can figure out what's in the box maybe by the size of the box. Oh, right here on the bottom, it's 14 3/4 by 11 by 16. So what can fit in that size box? And your mind starts racing. What could be in the box? What would fit in this box? And then some people go, wait a minute, I know that guy. He's the balloon guy. I know what's in the box, right? Because I'm familiar with the guy. So I know what he would have in the box. And so now he has a revelation because of the relationship he has with me of what happens to be in the box. Maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. But he thinks he might know what's in it. And so maybe he reads the label on the box.
No, I didn't think about that.
So maybe he starts to figure out what's in the box because he's reading the label on the box. What's in the box? Everybody's curious of what could be in the box. So, now some people have even further revelation, a greater revelation, because maybe they take a peek at what's inside the box. So there's a little bitty hole right here. Take a peek. What's your name?
David.
Now, David has even another revelation, a different revelation to Pastor Lisa, because she shook the box. But David, he got a peek of what's in the box. He read the label. He smelled it. So now he really ought to know what's in the box. He took a peek at it, right? He looked in the box. My brother, one year at Christmas, literally snuck down under the Christmas tree, took a razor blade, and carefully cut the tape on the packages, wrapped them back up, and put new tape over them so he would know every present he was getting. He just couldn't wait to find out. Are any of you guys that person? Yeah, there's one right there. Yeah. Do we have any of the package sniffers in the crowd to smell their package? Now, see, that was a unique one for me. I never smelled a package in my life. But my sister, she could always tell where the doll was in the box. This box reminds me of the revelation of Jesus Christ. This box can represent everything that's in the Word of God. I trust Pastor Lisa. I know that she has been in the Word for a long time. I know that then there's been in her life some shaking, and she's been through some stuff. So I'm certain that she has a revelation of what's in the box. I'm certain that she has a revelation of what's in the Word. All right, now quit thinking about the box and think about the Word with me. Think about God. Think about what He wants you to know about Him, what He wants you to know that He is able to do and able to be. And He knows your purpose, and He wants you to be brave and be strong and find out all these things. But you know what? Instead of opening the box, what if I just go to Pastor Lisa? Say, what's in the box? She has obviously a revelation because she shook the box. Now, she might not have all of the revelation, though. Now, Nathan, he smelled of the box. Now, I've known Nathan for a few years. He's a very talented guy. I know his father in the back there. You know what? I think I trust Nathan to tell me what's in the box. I think Nathan knows what's in the box. Nathan, you're my man. I'm going to trust... Wait a minute. This guy over here read the label on the box. Jeremy, now, he's had the exposure of his father. They've been all around the world. They're on TV. I mean, the revelation that these guys have of what's in the box is probably unmatched. So I might want to rely on what he says is in the box. Oh, wait a minute. Where's Brother Lynn Hiles? Because, you know, Brother Lynn, now, Brother Lynn, he has found things in the Bible that has literally transformed my life and a lot of other churchgoers' lives because of this way that Revelation becomes actually about Jesus and not something spooky, right? And the message has transcended around the world. And so, you know what? I might rely on what Brother Lynn says is in the box, because he's got a great revelation. I mean, it's unmatched. It's life-changing. It's, well, you can't even argue with it. Once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's a great revelation of what's in the box. So I think I'll just go with what Brother Lynn says is in the box. The man who's got such talent on the trumpet over here, he took a peek in the box. Now, Brother Lynn didn't even touch it, but I know he knows, because he knows a little bit of everything. If you ask him, he'll tell you he knows it all. No, he won't. His wife will tell you he thinks he does, though. Oh, okay, so that's it. There you go. But now, this young man actually looked in the box. He had a peek of what's in the box. There wasn't much light in the box, though. It was hard to see in there, wasn't it? It's hard to tell what's actually in the box. But what I'm trying to get across to you is all of the different ministries, all of the wonderful ministers that are in this place. By the way, I'm honored to be up here first off, because this can only get better from here. Because I was here a couple years and I've seen you guys minister. And I know that some of the best ministry comes out of you. So I look forward to hearing those messages come forth. But what if we don't ever open the box? You see, the box is a representation of your Bible, of your relationship with Christ. If I only rely on Pastor Lisa, if I only rely on what somebody got a glimpse of, if I only rely on this revelation that was so profound, if I only rely on the guys who are on TV and the guys who are eloquently speaking, and if I only rely on somebody's senses and I never open the box myself, then my destiny, my purpose, my whatever, am I brave enough to actually open the box myself? Am I brave enough to use what's in my hand? Am I brave enough to find out what God has in the Word for me? Am I brave enough to find out what my destiny and purpose is? Am I brave enough to actually trust God, read in the Bible, or on your app and your phone or your iPad or whatever? Am I brave enough to search it out for myself? Am I brave enough to listen to Brother Lynn, but then go check it out? Because he'll tell you, don't just go by what I say. Don't just get my tapes and my books. Find it out. Read it. Research it. Let God speak it to you. Sure, this is a guide. Sure, this is what God has shown me. But don't rely on me. If you're going to rely on me, I'm going to fall. Matter of fact, zipping around here on this thing, I could fall pretty quickly, pretty easy. I hope I don't, but that's the illustration. If I fall, see, told you. Now, so watch. Stand fast in the faith. Be brave. Be strong. Let all that you do be done in love. I love Pastor Lisa. I love Nathan. I love Jeremy. I love Brother Lynn. What's your name, brother? I don't even know.
David.
I love David. I love all you people. Amen. I love Curtis. But if I'm actually going to stand fast, be strong, be brave, and all of these things, there may be some steps that I have to take for myself. I challenge you this week at camp. Are you brave enough to find out what's in the box? Are you brave enough to find out for yourself what praise and worship will do for you? Are you brave enough to stand up here and jump up and down in the praise and worship service? Are you brave enough to get touched by God? Are you brave enough to lay your hand on your neighbor and pray for them? Are you brave enough to let God speak to you And then are you brave enough to open your mouth and speak it? Because if you don't ever open your mouth, you might as well be packing around a taped up box. But if you're brave enough to crack it open, you can find out what's inside. I know you want to see what's in the box. But it's different for me than it is for you. Because I read a scripture and God speaks to me through that scripture. You may read the exact same scripture and see it a total different way. Doesn't mean that it's wrong. It means that my box for that moment was filled with a revelation that I had never seen before. And all of a sudden it becomes a prophetic word because I get inspired by it. Prophecy is a big old spooky word. It's simply divine. It's just inspired manifestation. Yeah. And an inspired display. In other words, when God speaks, if it inspires me, I can be inspired by a picture. I can be inspired by a box. I can be inspired by anything around. I can be inspired by a basket. And if I'm inspired, it provokes thought. And then I take that and the Bible talks about edification and exhortation and all these big fancy words, which simply means to stir up and to cheer up and to build up. And if I will take my inspiration, speak it to somebody else in love to inspire, to build them up or to cheer them up, to lift them up, all of a sudden there's a prophetic word flowing, right? There's a word that's life-changing, but it's hidden in the box. It's hidden in your relationship with Christ. It's hidden in there, and I can take the easy road because we have a lot of powerful ministers in this place, and it's really easy just to listen to the preacher every Sunday. It's really easy to listen to your teachers in all the sessions. It's really easy to sit back when the band is doing and let them worship for you. Is that even possible? Not really, but it's easy to sit back there and not be a part of it. But if you want to find out what's in the box, if you want God to use you and inspire you, if you want to have a living word on the inside and a gift that you can open, there's unlimited potential in this box. It doesn't matter what the size of it, it doesn't matter the physical dimensions, but there's unlimited potential in there. Your mind is racing what could possibly be in the box. If it was full of balloons, you've seen what I can do with a balloon. I can make it into just about anything, unlimited potential. But that's my gifting. It's what I can do with it. But what's in the box for you? What has God placed in your hand? What is in it for you? There's another scripture that I want to read to you. It says, "Fear not." Pretty easy one. She's going to put it on the screen. "Fear not, for I am with you. Do not be afraid. Do not be dismayed. For I am God. I will strengthen you and I'll help you and I'll uphold you with my right hand of righteousness. Fear not." I was trying to think of where can I find a scripture that says be brave. Well, if you're not afraid of anything, that's pretty brave. A little nervous about that. But so, fear not. Yeah. Oh, wait a minute. He just said, "I dare you, I challenge you," and all this kind of stuff. Are you going to open your box while you're here? Are you going to be brave enough? Fear not. You're in a safe place here. This is the place where you can express yourself. This is a place where God can speak through you. And then you say, "Well, you know, God gives me weird and crazy ideas." That's me. I don't minister like probably any other person on the planet. Mine's a little bit different usually, right? But I read this scripture in Colossians I wanted to share for you, with you. It says, "For by him," talking about him, not this him, that him, "for by him all things are created that are in heaven, that are in the earth, that are visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things are created by him and for him." All things. What does that mean? What are all things? All, so all means all. All doesn't mean most of the stuff. No, all means everything. So that means God can use a hoverboard, maybe? Or maybe God can use a balloon. Or maybe God can use a weird basket. Let me move this over. Maybe God could use a guy in a crazy jacket. Maybe God could use one of you this very night. You know what? Maybe God's going to speak through you as you walk out this door and you help the next person find their way to the next place they're supposed to be. You know what? There's ministry that takes place at every moment, just not in sessions and just not in a night service and just not when the worship team is finished. That's not when the message is delivered. That's not when the God speaks all of a sudden. He's speaking at every moment that you're awake. If you have a divine inspiration, if you open your box, you're going to have to get in the Word. You're going to have to fill yourself up with something. Because the more you ingest, the more you put in, the more you have to give out. So open up your box. Fear not. Don't be afraid of what's in the box. I don't even know how to read all this. I don't understand all the... Find the stuff you do understand. Get a different translation. Read it. You know, if you don't understand that scripture, skip it and find one you do understand. Because God will keep speaking to you the more you study and read. I encourage you, I challenge you, please open up the box. Open up your relationship with God while you're here and find out what's inside and what He has in store for you. I'm going to need somebody to help me out, though, for a little demonstration of something that I brought with me. But I need somebody who's pretty brave. So, I don't know. I mean, you got to be really brave to be able to do this. Do you want to help me out? You're very brave. Okay, what's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah, come up here, Sarah. Everybody say hi, Sarah.
Hi, Sarah.
Sarah, say hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
Perfect. Hi, everybody. Okay. Hey, let me get off this thing. I'm going to... Oh, by the way, if you ever ride one of these, this is the key. When to get on it, you step forward. To get off of it, you step off backwards. If you try to step off forwards, that's where all the YouTube videos come from. You will fall, I promise you. That's just a little safety tip there. All right. Oh, so I have over here a basket. Now, some magicians and things like that will train rabbits or doves and well, that's what my brother. He challenged me to train a snake. So I brought one with me. So I'm from the hills of Kentucky. So inside the basket, there's a snake. It's not a very big snake. There's a snake in there trained to find a card. So here's what we're going to do. What's your name again?
Sarah.
All right, Sarah, take out one of the cards, any one you want, I don't care. You can show everybody. We're all going to look at it anyway. It doesn't really matter. So take one out and show everybody. Now, Sarah has, let's just say that she's claimed a piece of territory right now. She's got the King of Clubs. Are you happy with that one, or would you like a different one? I don't care.
I love it.
You love that? Okay, perfect. So, Sarah, here's what I want you to do. I want you to write your name on the King of Clubs is what the card is. Just all across it, I don't care. So she's got a piece of territory. I've put it in her hand. I'm saying it's hers. She can have it. It's all, she's even putting her name on it. Your name is written. And so, all right, so Sarah's got her name written on the card. Now I'm going to take the card from you, all right? But here's what we're going to do. I'm going to tear a little corner out of the card. Like this. So now you have a receipt even, right? So now she even knows that she's got part of the card, so she can always match it up. She can always claim her property again, no matter what. You know what? Sometimes our territory or our property, the thing that we think we have a firm grasp on, the thing that we have a hold of, all of a sudden we go through something and it just may tear a chunk out. Or we've signed our name to it and we think it's ours. and the enemy comes in, and they would love to confuse you and mix you up. They would love to shuffle you around. And they would love to tell you, oh, you don't know what's in the box. You're clueless. All you got is a smell of the box. How could you possibly know what's in the box? You just shook the box. And you know that guy back there. You know what he knows about the box. Who do you think you are? And he loves to play with our mind. He loves to try to mix us up and torment us until we're so confused. We don't know where our property is. We don't know where we stand. We don't know what we have to hold on to anymore. But there's a little peace. There's a little peace. There's a little hope. There's a little glimmer. But there's always that serpent that would love to take your property. Now, the snake has been trained. He makes me nervous, though. So what we're going to do is he's going to try to find your card in the deck. So what happens is I'll take the lid off of the top. I hate snakes. I'm going to take the lid off very gently. And then I've trained him with the magic wand. So when he sees the tip of the wand waving in the air, he will climb out of the basket and he'll kind of go through the card. So hold on to that. So whenever he sees the tip of the wand waving in the air, that's when he's going to look for the card. And he's going to see if he can find it. Now, I'm going to set the cards over here on the desk, but I got to be very careful. I got to take the lid off. Now, hold on. I got a safety device right here. Okay. All right. Now, don't wave it yet. Don't wave it yet. All right. Now, he's trained with sound. Shh. He's trained with a little sound. And when he sees the tip of the wand, so you got to kind of hold it up in the air. You can do it from back here. You just hold up in the air and you say, woo, woo, woo. No, a little higher, a little higher. No, not the stick, your voice. Here. That's all right. Here, hold on. This is what I have to do because I don't even like getting close to the thing. All right. So you just wave it over the basket. And when he sees you, you got to do the woo woo. No. He's got to see it. Okay. You got to do the woo woo woo. I don't think he can even hear you. Are you sure you're doing it? I don't know. A little louder. This poor lady in the front. She's like, oh, I knew I should have wore those yellow pants. I don't even know what that means. But look, in the serpent's jowls of doom, in his little jowls of death, is some property, is some territory that he thought that he could take. But there's somebody who still has a piece. And if you have a piece of property, you can reclaim it. The problem is, a lot of folks let the enemy have a foothold in their territory. You know, and it may come in the form of some secret text, visiting some secret website. maybe some secret sin that nobody knows about. And all of a sudden the enemy has a foothold in some territory. You know what, there was a, I preached at Brother Kevin Lamp's this morning, and we used the story of the wild man in the cemetery. And he was, Jesus was going to the Gadarenes, right? And this guy was naked and cutting himself and running around screaming, ah! Right? But when Jesus comes up, the demons say, whatever you do, we don't care if you put us in the pigs, but just don't send us home. Just don't send us to the bottomless pit. Why do you think they said that? Because they got to keep some territory. If I can stay in the region, if I can stay in the territory, I can leap off on somebody else, or I can find your issue. But if you will keep your territory, is that your name? Is that your peace? Is that your territory? Give Sarah a big round of applause for helping us out. You can keep it, absolutely.
Thank you.
Thanks for helping me. And I'm so sorry that scared you. But it was very funny. But seriously, we have territory that we can keep. We have territory that we can let go of. And you can sign your name to the territory. Don't let anybody steal your territory. And while you're at camp here, don't let anybody steal your joy. Don't let anybody steal your love. Don't let anybody steal your experience. Don't let anybody tell you, oh, that ain't real. You're just playing, or you're just getting in. It's all emotion. Don't let people steal that from you. It's your territory. You claim it. You name it. You keep it. And don't let anybody try to take your territory. Because God loves you so much, and He wants to release your destiny. Watch. Stand fast. Be brave. Be strong. Why do we have to do all that? Why does He put all that in there? Because somebody will try to take your territory. While you're here, somebody just might make you mad. Somebody wakes up in the morning and crows like a rooster or something in the dorm, and you're like, oh, that idiot. You know, we can get mad pretty quickly. Don't let somebody steal your territory. Let's keep it. Let's keep our territory. Let's do the things that the Scripture says. Let's watch. Let's stand fast. Let's be brave and be strong. And with all of these things, the last part of that set of Scriptures is, let it all be done with love. You guys are in for an awesome camp. We're going to have an awesome week together. I've got a lot of fun things planned. And it's going to be a good time. Are you guys wanting to have a good time? Are you ready to have some fun? Well, I'll tell you what, there's nothing better than being up here in the presence of God when we're all worshiping together. You guys got to bring it. We can't rely on them to do it, but you guys got to bring it. It's a corporate thing all together. We all got to jump. We all got to dance. We all got to whatever. I don't know. Do I don't know. But when we all do it, all of a sudden God goes, and He just blows in this place. And lives are changed and affected forever. I think it's so funny to sit back there at the back and Pastor Lisa says, how many people been here before? And how many people first time here? And how many counselors do we have? And half the congregation stands up because you people don't want to leave. So we have more counselors than ever before, but that's a good thing. So, but you guys need to bring somebody else with you. So... All right. Well, Pastor Lisa, thank you so much for allowing me to come tonight and bring the word. Oh, what's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box? Are you brave enough to open it? Are you brave enough to find out? Because your box is different than mine. Come on. Amen. Thank you, guys.
Amen.
Thank you.
Amen.
God bless you.
Give him a big round of applause. Daniel Hare and the Balloon Guy, and he will be with us all week this week, so you are going to get to see more of his tricks. I love it. I love the thinking outside the box. Outside the box, yeah. I love the ministry that he does, and the balloons are phenomenal. You get to see his balloons this week. It's just incredible what he can do. I haven't even figured out how to blow the balloon up yet. Like, they have these little balloons. I physically cannot even blow the balloon up. So maybe I'll figure that out before he leaves this week. But stand to your feet with me. Hallelujah. Beth, did you have a song? Did you want to come do a song? Yeah. She's going to come do a song. We're just going to just take a moment before we leave tonight and go do what we need to do. So what I'm going to do is just ask you to just kind of step out of your seat where you are. Just step up to the front. Step out in the aisle. Just go ahead and take a step out, all right? You can come on up. Come on up around the front. What I want us to do is just take a moment tonight. And I just want you to, you can just close your eyes or you can just have your own space for just a moment. But I want you to just focus on you and the Lord tonight for a moment. Can you do that? Just you and Jesus. Nobody else in the room. Just you and him. And I just want you to focus on your heart, where you are, and what you want to receive out of this camp this week. All right? Maybe you're facing some things that you need to be brave. Maybe you need to, some things you've been looking for, things you've been praying over, things you've been seeking. Maybe you're just some situations in your life you need to be brave. Maybe you've come here for healing in your life. Maybe you've come for hope or health, or maybe you're trying to find your way. Maybe you just came back to just be energized again and just keep on going. Maybe you've never met Jesus. Maybe you've never given your heart to the Lord. Maybe you've never experienced the power of the Holy Spirit. Maybe you've never been filled with the Holy Ghost. Maybe you've never spoken tongues. Maybe you've never ministered outside of, maybe it's, you're just looking for that moment, that encounter, that time with you and the Lord. So I just want you to just take a moment tonight as she sings this song. And I just want you to just focus on just you tonight, you and the Lord. And what you want out of this camp, what you want out of the box, what you want the Lord to do in your heart and your life this week. Maybe you've got a friend near and you're just saying, Lord, just Jesus, I just want you to touch my friend that's come with me this time. Because I know the encounter I've had with you, I want you to touch them. Or maybe there's all kinds of directions, all kinds of things, all kinds of reasons we come together, old and young. Amen. I come to have camp this week. I come for an encounter of the presence of the Holy Ghost. I didn't just come to watch you guys. I come to receive. I come to have this. Yeah, I come to be refreshed. I come for the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And so we're just not going to let this week pass without reaching out and grabbing a hold of everything that God has in store for us. Amen. This week. Hallelujah. So as they sing this, let's just sing this song. And I just want you to take a moment to focus and just ask the Lord. Just asking for something this week. Lord, I just need you to minister in this way. I need you to touch. I need you to speak. I need you to whatever it is. All right? And we're just going to believe God to do that. Hallelujah.
Call me out upon the waters, great unknown. My feet may fail. There I find you in the mystery, in oceans deep, my faith will stand. grace abounds in deepest waters. Your sovereignty will be my guide. The deed may fail.
Trust is without borders. Help me walk upon the waters. Just make that your cry tonight, all right?
Spirit.